Simon & Schuster Audio presents Sorcery of Thorns by Margaret Rogerson, read by Emily Ellett. One. Night fell as Death rode into the great library of Summershall. It arrived within a carriage. Elizabeth stood in the courtyard and watched the horses thunder wild-eyed through the gates, throwing froth from their mouths. High above, the last of the sunset blazed on the great library's tower windows, as if the rooms inside had been set on fire. But the light retreated swiftly, shrinking upward, drawing long fingers of shadow from the angels and gargoyles who guarded the library's rain-streaked parapets. A gilt insignia shone upon the carriage's side as it rattled to a halt, a crossed quill and key, the symbol of the collegium. Iron bars transformed the rear of the carriage into a prison cell. Though the night was cool, sweat slicked Elizabeth's palms.
"Scrivener," said the woman beside her. "Do you have your salt, your gloves?"
Elizabeth patted the leather straps that crisscrossed her chest, feeling for the pouches they held, the canister of salt that hung at her hip. "Yes, Director." All she was missing was a sword, but she wouldn't earn that until she became a warden after years of training at the Collegium. Few librarians made it that far. They either gave up or they died.
"Good."
The director paused. She was a remote, elegant woman with ice-pale features and hair as red as flame. A scar ran from her left temple all the way to her jaw, puckering her cheek and pulling one corner of her mouth permanently to the side. Like Elizabeth, she wore leather straps over her chest, but she had on a warden's uniform beneath them instead of an apprentice's robes. Lamplight glinted off the brass buttons on her dark blue coat, and shone from her polished boots. The sword belted at her side was slender and tapered, with garnets glittering on its pommel. That sword was famous at Summershall. It was named Demon Slayer, and the director had used it to battle a malefic when she was only 19 years old. That was where she had gotten the scar, which was rumored to cause her excruciating agony whenever she spoke. Elizabeth doubted the accuracy of those rumors, but it was true that
sample complete. Ready to continue?